The Gemara says on the top of Daf and Alf and Vez that if Yisha says to her, Baal Hanas Tashmishi Alacha, I want to ask my Tashish on you, Kaifa Mishameshtai, he could force her to be Mishamish because she does not have a right to ask her Tashish on him because she's Mishubit to him for Tashmish, and being that there's a Shiba to give him Tashmish, therefore she doesn't have a right to Aser it. The Ran in Adam, Daf Teswab, asks a very stark question. This. He says, why can't she ask her a Tashish on him? The Gemara says earlier in Daf Netes and Ksubis that even though you can't break a Shibud, but Kainamas are different. Kainamas are Olim, Kainamas are strong, and they have the ability to break a Shibud. A Kainamas like Dushas Agufin could break a Shibud. So Isha could ask her herself, could ask her Maise Adam and her Baal, because Kainamas are Mafkiyam with a Shibud. A Kainam has the ability to be Mafkiyam with a Shibud. So here also, it's a Kainam, she's asking of a Kainam with a Nether, she should have the ability to be Mafkiyah, her Shibud to the Baal. And the Ran answers is just like the Gemara says over there that they were Milam the Shibud of the Baal, they made the Shibud of the Baal strong, mean the Rabbanon. And they said that even though really Minadin, a Kainam is Mafkir Bidei Shibud, Chacham didn't want that to happen, so they were Mechazik his Shibud and his Kidin, and they said that it's not going to be Mafkir the Shibud, it's not going to work. So over here also we have to say that they were Milam the Shibud for Tashmish, and the Kainam does not have the ability to be Mafkir Bidei Shibud. That's the Ran's Teretz based on the Gemara earlier in Daphnin Tess. Now, L'cher, the Ran is Tamua, because there's no Dimin between the Gemara over there and the Gemara over here. The Gemara over there is talking about Ma'aseh Yadayim, talking about Mezainis. These are Dinim of Mamanis. When it comes to Mamanis, Chachamim could use the Kaicha, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, and they could be Mechazik B'Shibud, and they could say that even though Midarais, the Kainim broke the Shibud, they're not Mechuyiv to get Ma'aseh Yadayim, Midarabanim or Mechayiv to get Ma'aseh Yadayim. They could do whatever they want with the Kaicha, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, when it comes to Inyanei Maman. But over here we're talking about a Shibud of Tashmish. She owes him a Shibud of Tashmish. That's a Chi of Daraisa to. She's a Meshubud like Abi Tashmish. So if Midaraisa, the Kainim is Mafkir, that Shibud, then what right do they have to be Milam the Shibud and say the Shibud is still there? They can't be Milam a Shibud when it comes to Tashmish. There's no din of Hefker Bezen Hefker over here. There's no din Bechlal. They don't have the Kayach to be Milam that Shibud. So the Maisa, the Mega Kainim, it's Batal. So what right do they have to be Milam the Shibud? If it's Batal, the Chay, they don't have any Kayach to do that. Hefker Bezen Hefker is not going to work over here. So it's Arachin, what the Ran means, that they're Milam the Shibud like Abi Tashmish, just like they're Milam the Shibud like Abi Mezainis. Rabbi Chanan asks his kasha over here in the Kavod Shum, Reish Lamed Aleph, doesn't really give a teretz, so it's a tzarachin, very difficult to understand what the lamdus is over here, how they could be mailam the shibud, to say that she can't ask a tashmish, if l'char, when something which is not mamanis, they don't have a kach to do that, if l'maisa the kind of broke the shibud.